from the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean. Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com joins us. Here's the phone number to get information, not to get on the show. We'll give you that number in a moment. 1-855-949-7234. He's got a staff there taking notes. Call them so you don't have to forget and miss anything. And we'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM with Ben Fuchs. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our privilege to bring you pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. He's a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, and cosmetic chemist. Has been compounding custom medications for years. And here he is back on Coast to Coast. Hello, Ben.
Hello, George. How you doing, buddy? Good, happy April friend. Fool's Day.
Yeah, we're there. We're there.
We're there. Q2.
Well, something that's not April Fool's, vitamin B3 niacin, they say works and fights brain cancer. What do you think of that?
I'm telling you, man, that's one of my faves, vitamin B3. You know, the father of orthomolecular medicine, Dr. Abram Hoffer, he was a specialist in vitamin B3, which goes by the name niacin, also niacinamide. And he used to use it to treat schizophrenia. So I am not at all surprised to hear that niacin is being used to treat or is being shown to be effective, really super effective. According to the study that you cited from the University of Calgary, 82% of patients had no disease progression in this very, very aggressive brain cancer. Glioblastoma is the most aggressive of all brain cancers. And it's not, you know, George, it's true. Niacin is just fabulous for the brain, for the digestive system, for the skin, for blood sugar control. There's so many benefits to niacin, but we don't want to focus. I don't think we should focus just on one vitamin like this. It turns out that all nutrition has benefits for health. It just astounds me as a pharmacist that we don't focus on nutritional medicine at the expense, because we're so hyper-focused on pharmaceutical medicine. Sometimes people ask me, George, to say, Ben, you're a pharmacist. How come you're talking about nutritional supplementation and nutrients so much? You should be talking about drugs. And I always think to myself, and sometimes I say to people, I talk about God's drugs, divine drugs,
right?
Nature's medicine. That's what nutritional supplements are. And that's what we call the mighty 90 essential nutrients are. And it turns out, George, almost every single chronic degenerative disease has at its core some kind of nutritional deficiency. It just doesn't make sense to focus on pharmaceutical remedies when we have these wonderful non-toxic strategies, the mighty 90 essential nutrients, the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids and fatty acids that Dr. Wallach and myself, and Dr. Peterson and Dr. Shannon have been talking about for decades as healing modalities that are not only what the doctor ordered, if I can use that saying, because they actually do address chronic degenerative diseases at their core, but they're non-toxic, George. There's no toxicities. And the cells of the body have evolved over the course of literally billions of years to use these supplements. It's just absolutely crazy to me that we focus on pharmaceuticals. Now, you know, and we talked about this before, there are times you need drugs. I recognize that. Antibiotics, pain pills, sometimes you need to be on a medication for a short period of time. But if you're on a medicine, if you are on a prescription drug for dealing with a health challenge, your number one health goal should be to figure out how to wean yourself off that drug with your doctors. You want to work with your physician for sure, but using a nutritional supplement program is one of the most effective strategies for weaning yourself off of medication. And make no mistake about it, there is no prescription drug that does not have a toxic profile, A, whether you notice it or not, there's going to be some kind of toxicity. And number two, there's no prescription drug that is not going to require nutrients to detoxify. And make no mistake about it, these prescription drugs, pharmaceuticals, are treated by the body as toxins. And they have to go through the liver and they have to be detoxified. Then they require copper and magnesium and vitamin C and various other nutrients to be for the detoxification process to ensue. And do you know, George, when you take a prescription drug, the dose they give you has to account for what's called first pass effect. And that is the liver's detoxification of the drug. So you end up taking twice or three times or four times the amount of medication that you need to actually have an effect to account for the body's detoxification of that medication. It just makes no sense to me as a pharmacist and as somebody who studied pharmaceuticals for over 40 years now, it makes absolutely zero sense to use prescription drugs as a first resort and then call nutrition alternative medicine. You know, they call nutrition alternative. The drugs should be the alternatives, and the nutrients should be our primary source of medication, our primary source of therapy.
We're going to take calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs after the break, so get ready. And then we're taking calls next hour with him as well. Ben, I got this wonderful email in from Rosa in Anchorage, Alaska, but she's really concerned about her brother, who's been diagnosed with Lewy body dementia, which is the same thing Robin Williams had, and
That's
he killed
right.
himself.
That's
and she
right.
wanted
That's
to
right.
know if there's anything naturally they can use. What
Absolutely.
about an I-26? Can I throw that out to you?
You like the I-26. You know, I've been forgetting sometimes to talk about the I-26, which I absolutely love. Well, you know, George, I know, I talk about this all the time on your show and on my show and whenever I'm doing talks. The digestive system is the key to everything. The key to everything. One of the things we pharmacists do is we're trained to educate the public. We actually get a semester in pharmacy school on educating the public. And one of the things pharmacists learn to do is simplify things. And so what I do is I simplify health. I simplify nutrition, medication. I simplify nutritional supplementation, and I simplify pathology, the breakdown, the biochemical breakdowns, the biological breakdowns that lead to disease. And the fastest way to simplify health and disease is to zoom into the digestive tract. And so when you talk about Lewy body dementia, and let me just digress real quick. There's Lewy body dementia, and there's Parkinson's dementia, and there's Alzheimer's dementia. The names don't matter. We don't want to be distracted by the diversion of nomenclature, of diagnosis. Your body's just falling apart. And in the case of Lewy body dementia or dementias in general, your brain is just deteriorating. That's it. Whether it's Lewy bodies characterized by various abnormal proteins, or it's Alzheimer's characterized by tangles, or Parkinson's dementia characterized by deterioration of the substantia nigra, it doesn't matter. Your brain is just deteriorating. It doesn't matter whether it's Lewy body or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or any other name that they give it. These nomenclatures and these diagnoses and the study of what they call nosology, which is the study of naming diseases, is irrelevant. It's a red herring. It's a way we're distracted from the body breaking down. So dementia is simply the brain deteriorating secondary to what? Inflammation and toxicity. Where does inflammation and toxicity enter into the body from? The digestive system. Always focus on the gut. So when you talk about I-26, which is a really fascinating nutritional supplement that helps kill off excess bacteria in the small intestine, which is behind almost all chronic degenerative disease, 100% correct. But you know what else, George? Dementia set is now called type 3 diabetes. Did you know this?
I didn't know that.
It's a form of diabetes. What does that mean? It's a blood sugar problem, George. Listen, there are only two things. I said we want to simplify health, right? Or end disease. There's only two things you got to focus on. How do you like that? Only two things you got to focus on. Number one, digestive health. And number two, blood sugar health. Period. End of story. Now you can focus, you can pay attention to your adrenal glands and your hormones and your thyroid, but if you really want to get healthy and you want to cut to the chase, focus on digestive health and focus on blood sugar health. And when you think about it, they're kind of the same thing. The digestive system is how we get nutrients into the body in a big way, and the metabolic system or the blood sugar system is how we get nutrients into the cells in a small way. But it all has to do with the outside coming into the inside. The body's kind of like a closed system. It's a circle, but it has two openings. It has one major opening, and that's the mouth and the digestive system. And that's the key to everything. That's how the outside world gets into the inside world. The world of the environment gets into the world of the body, and that's what we have to focus on. And when you think about it, George, over the last 100, 120, 130 years, we have completely changed our food supply. The food that we eat today didn't exist 150 years ago. Even the produce is different. Even the meat is different because the cows are fed different foods and a different feed, and the plants are grown differently, and we're spraying them with different things. So really, it makes perfect sense when you think about it that we would have all of these health issues connected with foods. And now we know about, you probably heard about ultra processed foods, right? All the news that's going.
Sure.
You and I have been talking about this for years, the problem with ultra processed foods. And this is why a nutritional supplementation program is so darn important. One of the fastest ways to wean yourself off of the Pop-Tarts and the pizza and the fried foods and the junk foods and the ultra processed foods is to get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, is to get on a dense nutritional supplement program, because so many times we eat because our body is starving for nutrients. And this is why one of the most common benefits to the longevity nutritional supplements, particularly the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, is people lose weight and they find that they're eating less food. Because once you give your body the good stuff, it's not going to want the bad stuff. And that's really the key. It's too hard to use willpower to fight off the cravings for junk food, because there are these scientists with PhDs that understand how to manipulate our brains with chemicals that they put into the potato chips and into the popcorn, into the cotton candy, into the pizza, and the processed foods and the soups. You ever see the natural flavors on your canned foods or your boxed foods that says natural flavors? Those natural flavors are
Ah,
excitotoxins.
but it tastes so good, and we're going to come back with more. That toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. The website is criticalhealthnews.com. I've got a few more emails for pharmacist Ben, then we'll start calls when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, George Norrie, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, write down this number to call at any time for information. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Ben, before we go to calls, Nicole from Massachusetts wants to wean her friend off thyroid meds. What do you
Oh,
recommend?
in pharmacy school, we learn, and pharmacists all know, that among the most ineffective medications in the entire pharmacopoeia is thyroid meds. Because when you have a thyroid problem, you don't have a hormone problem, you have a gland problem. And all thyroid hormone or thyroid medication is the hormone. But the problem isn't the hormone, it's the gland, it's the structure itself. But you can't work on the thyroid by itself. How do you work on the thyroid? Exactly what I talked about before. You work on the digestive system and the blood sugar system. I'm telling you, George, one day you're not going to even want to hear from me anymore, because you're going to be like, all Ben says is the digestive system and the blood sugar system. But that's what it is.
It's like
It's
you
the
and
digestive.
Doc with his glutens.
Because these are fundamental ideas. And it sounds like we're just talking like one-trick ponies, but the body is not that complicated when it comes to restoring it back to health, because it wants to be healthy. And that's the key. The body wants to be healthy. How do we know this? Think about the last time you cut yourself, George. You should cut yourself shaving, or you got a burn on a, you touched a hot stove, you got a burn. A month later, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, if you're healthy, you don't even have any evidence of it. The burn's gone. The skin's healed. Why? Because the body wants to heal. So as soon as you start to adjust things, particularly for the what's getting into the body from the outside, it corrects itself. And the only two ways things come in from the outside to the inside is through food. Now, there's one exception. I'm sorry, through food and through blood sugar. But there's one exception, George, and that's injection. And people who inject will oftentimes get chronic degenerative diseases. You ever see those pictures they have on the internet sometimes? This is what you look like before meth, and this is what they look like after meth, you know? And you see these people and they look terrible because they're injecting. And that's why anybody who tells you you're supposed to inject things into your body, you know what I'm talking about. You want to be very, very careful about injection.
Right.
But other than injection, the most important place where the outside comes into the inside to throw off, to disturb the chemistry of the body, is through food. And that means food in a macro sense and then sugar in a micro sense. And it's as simple as that.
What do
And
you
then there's
think? What do you
nutritional.
think of doctors, though, who do not want to take you off the medicine?
Well, I have a lot of friends who are doctors, and they mean well. They're good people, but they're hypnotized and conditioned and programmed like everybody else. When I went to pharmacy school, they made us watch movies about drugs. They made us go to drug companies to visit the Eli Lilly and Abbott, and to see how they made drugs and how they researched drugs and how they tested monkeys and dogs. And they immerse you in the culture of pharmacology or the culture of the pharmacomedical model, and we get hypnotized. And we're like anybody else, doctors and pharmacists. But every once in a while, and it's happening more and more, you've got people waking up. And George, you're a big part of this. The work you've been doing over the last 20 years or so has been waking people up. And not only is the public waking up, but doctors and pharmacists and healthcare professionals are waking up too. And more they're beginning to understand the importance of nutrition, as well as exercise, meditation, sleep, you know, all of the things that we consider to be alternative, which should be the priority or the primary source of health. And it's happening. I believe, I'm very hopeful that the pharmacomedical model will be put back in its place. And it does have a place for emergencies. You know, if you get hit by a car, a rock falls on your head, you fall off your bike, whatever it is, there is a place for the pharmacomedical model, but it's not sure in terms of chronic degenerative disease.
I got an email today from somebody who said, why do you do health shows? Why do you care?
Oh.
And I responded back to him and said, because if we help one person,
yes,
and save one person, it's
that's
worth
right.
it.
That is right. Do you ever hear that story about the starfish? The lady has the star. She sees a pile of starfishes on the ocean or on the beach. They came out from the ocean. She's throwing one at a time. Somebody comes up and says, why are you throwing one starfish at a time into the ocean? You got a million starfish here. That's not going to help anything. It's not going to make a difference. And the lady says, it's going to make a difference to this starfish.
Huh.
And that's how we want to think about it.
To the phones we go, west of the Rockies. Mark is with us in Boise, Idaho. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hi. Hey, great to talk to you guys. Been listening for a long time.
Thank you.
I am going to cut straight to the point here. What does Ben think about the future of cancer treatment via ivermectin, metronidazole, and fenbendazole? The reason I ask is because there was this person called Joe Tippins who had stage 4 small cell lung cancer 8 years ago. He has survived, and there's a person, a doctor by the name of Dr. Makis out of Canada, who has just recently been kicked out. He's treated nearly 10,000 people, and he's opened up a clinic in Florida, and he will be doing trials with ivermectin.
What do you think of that, man?
Yeah, you know, ivermectin, there are some studies that show that ivermectin can inhibit the proliferation of breast cancer, digestive cancers, melanomas. But here's the thing. Cancer has to be regarded, first of all, as a cancer cell. We're focusing on the breast and the digestive system, the skin, etc. But it's really the cancer cell that is the nexus of the disease. A cancer cell is a cell that has gone backwards in time. See, billions of years ago, there was only one kind of cell on planet Earth. It was a bacterial cell. Technically, they call it a pro. Pro means primitive. Karyote means cell. And these pro or primitive karyotes lived on Earth for a billion and a half years. And all they could do was just divide. They didn't have a lot of organization. They couldn't utilize oxygen. They were very simple cells, and they couldn't form organs. They couldn't form macroscopic systems. They could only form slimes. About maybe 2 billion years ago or so, something happened to advance the prokaryote into becoming a eukaryote. U means good or advanced, karyote means cell. So the prokaryote, the old cell, got advanced. It's almost like cell 2.0. Cell 2.0 was very complicated. It could use oxygen. It could form tissues, various organs, and it had some complexity to it. But it required energy. It required nutrients. It required oxygen, and it required a clean place to do its work. It's like a Lamborghini. You know, Lamborghini is a very sensitive system. You can do a lot. You go really fast with a Lamborghini, but it's a very sensitive system compared to a bicycle. Can't go very fast with a bicycle, but it's not as complicated. A cancer cell is a cell that has gone backwards in time because it's been starved, it's been suffocated, and it's been toxified for so long. It doesn't know what else to do, so it goes from being a Lamborghini to a bicycle. And that's basically what a cancer cell is. It's a bicycle compared to a Lamborghini. Now, for the most part, the body will kill off cancer cells. And so we don't have to worry about this. But every once in a while, one of these Lamborghinis will survive. And now you have a bicycle. And a bicycle can't do any of the work. It can't form organs. It doesn't give up its own independence. It actually just becomes like a bacteria. So my point is, we have to regard cancer as an adaptive mechanism. It's a survival technique for a cell. So this idea of killing cells with chemotherapy or with ivermectin, for that matter, is a very inelegant and almost ignorant way of treating a cell, which at the end of the day is just doesn't know what else to do. It's at its wit's end. So what we want to do is we want to love ourselves, nourish ourselves, oxygenate ourselves, give ourselves a clean place to do its work. Now, if you have cancer, ivermectin can kill cancer cells, but they always come back. Cancers remit all the time. And in fact, oncologists will tell you that a 5-year cancer survival rate is the best you can do. And that's not good enough. We deserve more than a 5-year survival rate. What we want to do is we want to learn to love ourselves like we love our bodies. And you know what, George? We want to learn to love ourselves, really. And that's what this is all about. Being healthy and restoring the body back to health is a gift that we give ourselves. Nutritional supplementation is a gift that we give ourselves. Sleep, meditation, relaxation, all of the techniques that restore our body back to health should be regarded as a gift that we give ourselves. Ivermectin, yeah, it's not quite as intense as chemotherapy, obviously. And there are studies that show it can inhibit several cancer lines. But to me, I'm saying let's love the body and let's love ourselves, not kill ourselves.
And ivermectin initially was a horse tranquilizer for parasites,
yeah,
right?
That's right. It's a it's more, you know, they make it sound like it's this, when they had that, all that stuff that came out a few years ago, and ivermectin was being used to stabilize the immune system. And it does have some antioxidant properties, and it can calm down the immune system, the so-called cytokine storm that was responsible for a lot of the health impact of that virus that came out a few years ago. And they wanted to make it sound like it was sheep dewormer, and you know, that was a bunch of hooey. The fact is that ivermectin is actually one of the more milder medications, and it does have its place, like all drugs have their place. But to rely on pharmacomedical model or pharmacology to restore ourselves back to health when really the body wants to be healthy, it doesn't seem like it's the best strategy to me.
Let's go to Monica in Los Angeles, first-time caller. Hi, Monica.
Hi there.
Hi,
I've had this consistent cough, and it's not all the time, but when it happens, like every couple hours, it's like a whooping cough.
Ooh.
And it makes my body exhausted, and this has gone on for about 4 months, and I think it's another super bug that's been created because other people have it. What do I do?
Well, it might not necessarily be an infection. It could be a post-nasal drip. It could be mucus dripping down your throat.
Allergies.
It could be allergies, exactly. It could be asthma. It could be heartburn, GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. I would say it's probably not an infection if you don't have any other symptoms. I would say it probably has something to do with more like George says, like an allergy or mucus. You want to see if you can connect it to certain foods. There are certain foods that might trigger some mucus and initiate a post-nasal drip. Also, there are medications. I don't know if you know this, George. There's certain medications. There's a class of medications that can cause a persistent cough. It's a class of drug called ACE inhibitors, which are used for blood pressure. They work at the level of the kidney. And they can sometimes cause a dry cough, persistent cough. If your cough is coming, like you said, it's comes and goes kind of thing, I would look to see what you're doing right before, maybe an hour before, an hour and a half before the cough. And it's very possible it could have something to do with something that you're eating causing a mucus reaction.
Ben, you've been doing this how many years now?
You mean pharmacy or on the radio?
Pharmacy first.
Pharmacy, 1986 I graduated. Can you believe that, George?
Well, when did you become disillusioned?
Day in pharmacy school, I smelled a rat.
Really?
Yeah, let me tell you what. In pharmacy school, there were two things we studied that really led me to think that there was a scandal going on here. Number one, we study nutrition. Believe it or not, pharmacists study nutrition. But we don't study nutrition like a doctor or like a nutritionist or like a dietitian. We study nutrition like a pharmacist, which means we study the therapeutic value of vitamins and minerals and aminos and fatty acids. So we study vitamin A for eye disease. We study vitamin C for colds and for cancer, for the immune system and for arthritis. We study essential fatty acids for skin problems. So we would study nutrition, nutrients as tools for diseases. And then we would study diseases as if they were nutritional deficiencies. So I'm thinking to myself, we got this modality, this healing modality that's non-toxic. You don't need a prescription for it. You can get it at the grocery store or the drug at the health food store. Why are we focusing on these toxic drugs? And sure enough, when I graduated pharmacy school, I started just working with nutrition, and I became a nutritional pharmacist.
And you love it.
I absolutely love it. What I've seen, George, I'm talking cancer disappearing. I'm talking acne disappearing. I'm talking blood pressure dropping, weight loss, people getting off their meds. The things I've seen with nutritional supplementation, George, I couldn't live with myself if I didn't stand on every stage I could find, every platform I could find, every radio show I could do, every rooftop I could stand on and say, we're not sick. We're starving. We don't need to be fixed. We need to be fed. We're missing the basics, the basic building blocks that build the body. It's as simple as that. Now, today we've complicated matters because we've now created a food supply that adds a further burden, as we talked about earlier. Plus, we have our high stress lifestyle and, you know, toxic air and water and, you know, all the things that are in our environment. So we've complicated things. But at the end of the day, the cell itself, which is the living entity of the body, not the stuff that comes out of the cell, the living entity depends on nutrition, oxygen, and a clean place to do its work, period. That's all it needs. Food, oxygen, and a clean place to do its work. Food meaning nutritional supplementation or nutrients. And that's all it needs. And that distinction, by the way, George, between the cell and the stuff that comes out of the cell is something nobody talks about. See, the body's built up like raisin bread. You know, you have raisin bread's made up of raisins and bread. Well, the body is made up of cells and stuff. And when we're sick, we're not sick at the level of the stuff. We're sick at the level of the cell. Now, all a cell needs is food, oxygen, and a clean place to do its work.
We're going to come back and take calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs in just a moment on Coast to Coast. And again, that toll-free number to call for assistance. He's got a staff taking notes like crazy. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. CriticalHealthNews.com. Back in a moment with your calls and Ben Fuchs.